Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got a shorter show today running 10 a.m. to noon, leading you into Rangers baseball. Go ahead and start giving us your Stars thoughts. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. I'm Kevin Hagelin. That is, oh man, Corey Majors. And we have the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, I have a question for you unrelated to hockey to start.
Yes, we will mail it in today.
Who do you think is responsible for this? Because it's under the safari of Eric Chiafalo, but it doesn't necessarily have to be him.
Elon.
How many syllables are in the word hours? That is the thing that is up on one of the tabs right now.
Hours. Hours. It's two.
Incorrect.
Hours.
RS is not a syllable.
Hours. There it is. It's two
hours.
Plus. Nope.
Hours.
Constipation. I don't know why I went with that word. It's got a lot of syllables. I didn't even get the claps right on that one either. Feels like two, though. I'm going to go with feel, not facts.
Well, I thought this was going to be a hilarious thing about how did you not all look it up? And how did they not know that? But instead, Corey's like, yeah, I'm team two syllables.
Dude, did you clap in kindergarten too? Is that when they were teaching that stuff? Was it the clap for you?
Okay. I don't remember that.
Passcode.
In kindergarten.
Yeah, okay, maybe it was first, second grade. I don't know. I just remember and they were like, oh, and I didn't understand. I was like, what is she talking about? Because I was drawing on something.
Yeah,
I was like,
and that's why you don't know how many syllables are in the word hours. Because you were drawing and not paying attention to the clapping.
I had kids, and then I was like, they were teaching me that. So,
Alec, did he just say he learned about syllables when he had kids?
Yes. I feel like he's learned about a lot of things since he had kids. Like that biology lesson we got the other day.
Mm-hmm. Corey, can you go off on the entire Rangers team and talk about how much you hate them all so they can go off? Because Josh Young had himself a day. We will get to that in a little bit. And you know what? I really thought this was going to be a simple throwaway conversation. From the 817, it's two syllables, in my opinion. From the 972, it's one syllable. From the 956, S does not add a syllable, all right? So, I guess, keep giving us your thoughts about that. The answer is one. It's one syllable.
Well, I think we need to go with the public on this. The public, the more their voice is heard, the more we can stand on their shoulders.
I feel like you learned nothing from the movie Idiocracy. All right, let's start it off because, my goodness, it is Miko's world. We're just allowed to exist in it as well. You know what? I just threw it to you, but you can pick any number. Give me cut number three or whichever one you want.
Shot, save, and Flew score! What an effort by the Moose, who was loose in front. And from a prone position, he used that long arm to poke that one by Hellebuck, who was out of position, and Miko Rantanen ties the game.
Is there two syllables in Miko? Miko, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Miko.
Might be three. Dude, how...
Okay. Man, I want to know more about your thoughts about syllables.
that's a podcast.
Okay.
How many of his goals were lucky last night? And I'm being serious about this. We know this game of hockey is a bounce here and there, changes things. And last night, there were people on X, Twitter, that were trying to be like, dude, whatever. And I was like, I don't know. There were a couple of lucky goals, I would say. But that one that we just played right there, he fought for that one. Like, that was a battle to make that one. I'll give him all the credit in the world on that.
I mean, the one probably I'd say was lucky, whereas I thought Roppe is the one who scored. And then you go back and watch it, and you're like, oh, it was a deflection. I did not see that whatsoever. So I guess you would say that. And like, if you, for the people who want to argue luck on like a certain goal here or there, I'm not here to argue against that whatsoever. But what he has put together now is just unfreaking believable. We could probably spend the entire segment just talking about things that Miko has accomplished already in the playoffs, but I'm just going to give you three.
Okay.
All right. This is the first natural hat trick in Stars playoff history. Natural hat trick is when not only do you get the hat trick, but you score three straight goals and no one is scoring.
In between?
Yeah. And so natural hat trick.
His hat trick the other night, Wyatt Johnston scored one in between. That's unnatural.
And yes. Gotcha. And the, man. And by the way, if you missed the second period, I'm pretty sure you missed all the goals, right? All five of them, I'm pretty sure, were scored in the second period. And so there's that. First time it's ever been done in Stars playoff history. Then let's go to this. If you were watching the TV broadcast, it popped up during it. Back-to-back hat tricks in the playoffs in NHL history. Three people have done it. Doug Bentley, I don't know who that is.
He's a singer. They were giving away tickets to his show.
That's Dierks Bentley. Right. In 1944, and you knew it was old without looking at the year because his picture is in black and white.
His name's Doug.
People now are named Doug?
Free.
Yeah, old man right there.
There's got to be young people who are named Doug.
Name a young Doug.
Man, see, don't throw me off with your intriguing segment about what names have we phased out as a culture, because I really want to talk about that. All right, feel free to send in a name that you think's being phased out. All right. The next person to do it, Wayne Gretzky.
All right.
And then Miko. That's the list. Somebody in black and white, the unquestioned greatest hockey player of all time, and the guy who just did it last night.
Oh, man! Yeah, that's pretty impressive, Corey. It's one of those things where we're so fortunate at this moment to be able to witness it, honestly. Like, it really is one of those things where we're going to look back and if they win this cup, too, talk about it in that kind of lore where, dude, and on the way, this dude just told the team, I got this. You know, I asked him early in the series, last series, when are you going to put the cape on?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, whenever I'm ready. And guys, I'm ready now, and it's going to stay on for a minute. And he's playing in that way. And that any line he's playing on is fire. Like, and last night he was playing two different lines. He was playing with the fourth line as well. And that was something, Kevin, that he did in Colorado. He had more ice time in Colorado. So it was going to be a little bit different coming here because he was going to have a little less ice time. So you were like, okay, are we getting the same amount of efficiency and the same amount of quantity with him? And now you're starting to see that the quantity and the efficiency is there even more. So he's a special dude playing with a fantastic first line too. That
yes,
line of him,
for sure.
Him, Granlund, and Roppe is so much fun, and they're all Finnish, and that's fun to see too. But they have this connection. They were saying last night, Granlund's a very cerebral player, and
Granlund almost put one in. He looks, as well.
He looks so free, yeah, knowing that he has those two dudes, yeah, on his line, that he's just like, man, I'm taking it to him anytime I can.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Kevin, what's starting to happen, you started to see it late in the game last night. Now, anytime the puck or Rantanen gets near the goal, or if the puck goes to him, everybody starts crashing him. And so now it's about to happen where everybody else is going to benefit from it. Everybody else is going to eat because they got to stop Miko somehow.
Now, believe it or not, I got another stat for you that's impressive, more impressive than the prior two, I would argue. The previous NHL playoff record for most consecutive goals scored or assisted on for your team was 9 by Mario Lemieux.
He's got at least 12.
Yes. So Mario Lemieux had 9 straight goals scored or assisted on for his team, and now Mikko is up to 12.
Wow.
Like, Mario Lemieux, you could make a really strong argument, is what, at least the third or fourth best hockey player in history? And if not for illness, I think he would have absolutely been at least number 2. And he's the guy who held the record. And Mikko has now surpassed that, not by 1, not 2, but 3 goals.
Yeah, yeah. Then in the amount of time that he's done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's un-freaking believable.
And I don't want to leave this out. I don't want to forget this. Otter had a fantastic game last night, too. One goal I will give on him.
Was it the second goal?
The second goal was on Jamie Benn.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes. Captain's the captain. He went out there and he was physical, too. I'm still surprised it felt like we matched their physicality, yet the numbers were very drastically different again when it hits. It was like 48 to 20, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
But Otter
was fantastic last night.
It's one of the things that you can deal with because you're like, I don't necessarily think that's how it reflected in the game. There were at least 2 games against Colorado where you just got freaking worked on the hits. And I was like, man, I didn't see it that way. And there was one game where either they out-hit us by 1 or we out-hit them by 1. And I felt like we got annihilated in that game. So I have noticed, interestingly enough, that team hits, I'm not saying that people are scoring it wrong or whatever, but I think team hits are not as like objective for the way I think the physicality of the game went. Yeah, don't you think?
I completely agree with you. And the other thing that I got to give Jamie Benn credit on this too. I know that he had a couple of mistakes last night, one being costly, but he was clearing out in front of Otter last night. And that was the thing too. Like the you're sitting him. He's wrestling somebody out of the way of the front of the net so that he would have clean lanes to work with. And I really appreciated that work because this is, again, Mikko, before he started this scoring binge, he was doing all the little things around the net. He was doing the little things to set up teammates. He was fighting for pucks in the zone. Last night, did the whole first period feel like we were in their zone the entire game?
Yes.
And so those little things, Jamie Benn was doing those last night. So I want to give him credit for that, too. And that, again, helped Otter be the version of himself that we all know when he goes on the road to somebody. He's like, I got you.
He loves it, man. And you talked about Ottinger there, and he did this a couple of times, but it especially stood out to me when there was less than 2 minutes left. By the way, we might need to do a separate discussion of, is that the most heart-stopping 2 minutes in sports whenever you're up by 1 goal and the other team pulls their goalie?
Yes.
Because the swing of momentum is wild because you keep looking and you're like, if we can get one free look like you did against Colorado, and you're like, you bury that goal and it's over. But on the flip side, it's a perpetual power play. And a couple of times, but especially in the last 2 minutes, Ottinger cupped a puck on the ice and dished it out to the left side of the goal, which I thought was really great because, first of all, that's going to take a couple of extra seconds off the clock at a time when you're just like, it feels like the clock at the end of a hockey game, or at least at the end of last night, was going like this, 30.
We'll wait.
29. And I'm like, what? Come on, clock.
Yeah, it felt like that for sure.
And so he's like, I'm going to avoid a face-off in my zone. I'm going to take off a couple of extra seconds. And when he pitched it to the left side, he was like, that's where I think we have the best opportunity to pick up the puck. And he was right about all 3 of those things. And that's just a little thing that, like, I don't know if that's going to get the most attention. I thought that was so smart.
Something that also in that vein, not going to get the most attention, that one where he popped it up with the stick and it's hanging in front of his mask. And you could see the Jets players coming at it. And he just snatched it out of the sky with his glove. I didn't see that until the replay. But when I saw that, I was like, dude, that was awesome right there. But the 2 minutes of play without a goalie in their net, that was intense. And I love it and hate it at the same time. But it is absolutely fire.
You're so right. Because I was thinking about like the soul-crushing nature of the glove save. Because you're like, no, you didn't deflect it. You didn't whatever. Oh, you're like, no, No, I saw your shot. Bam! I just grabbed it in midair. You got nothing for me today, Alec. Like, I don't know if that's the way you take it. Almost every time I see a glove save, I know this is just how you play the position, but it feels like that's what you got? That's what you're bringing today?
It feels kind of disrespectful, and I like it.
It does.
It feels like a slap in the face. It's like, not good enough, man. Try again. And to your credit about the last 2 minutes thing, I know it's true because I felt that way watching the Leafs-Panthers game. And I have no dog in the fight. Yeah. As soon as they pulled the goalie, I think it was about 2.5 minutes left when they pulled the goalie, Florida did. I was like, oh my God. And I was sitting on the edge of my chair for the entirety of the finish of that game. I have no dog in the fight. Yeah. I don't care who wins.
Yeah.
I don't care about either team. But I was so intrigued and I was so nervous for something that does not matter to me. And then it happens in our game and I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. Yeah.
Squeezing just a little bit tighter. I will also say, and I'm going to give credit to Winnipeg here, it's fun to watch a game and hear a fan base that knows the game and knows when to go, oh, and when, and you know, all those moments. Winnipeg knows. And they were during the anthem last night, you did not hear Stars whenever they said it, because there were very few Stars fans in that crowd last night. But when they're in the game,
they're all over the potential penalties.
Yeah,
like you'll see people fire up their hands, and I'm like, shut up!
Oh, they were going.
But they're
nuts.
Just being good fans.
Exactly.
But I definitely get agitated just because they're against my fan base.
And I'm not saying the Stars fans aren't good. I just appreciated what their fans were doing last night, but I also appreciated how quiet it got whenever they realized, oh crap, this team is really, really good. And I'm here to say this. I said this morning, Kevin. I don't think the Stars will lose. I don't think that they will be beaten in this series. I think that if they lose, it will be because they gave up. It will be on them to lose this series. I think that they are too talented. They have too much to go at them with. And I think it'll be little mistakes. That Jamie Benn moment. It'll be those types of things that could kill the momentum for this thing. But I don't think it'll be them getting beat. I think they would lose it.
And I did see somebody. I'm so sorry. We've gotten a ton of texts in this segment.
It's been fun.
A lot about names as well as the Stars. A lot of people are defending Doug, by the way.
Sorry, Doug. I have a friend named Doug.
But somebody said, so do y'all think the series is over? Not at all. Like, not at all. I'm excited because I'm a Stars fan,
right?
And the Stars won. But I'm also double excited because they have not won a game one in 6 years.
Did it on the road.
Yes.
So now we have home ice.
That is correct.
We've stolen it from
them. That is correct. But you go back, even in the Stanley Cup final year, no. So, like, you have to go so far back. So the fact that they just won a game one, and I'm like, oh, man. I can watch game two totally differently. How many game twos have you watched? Well, I guess 8 in succession where you're like, whoa, we really need to win this game or else put up a hell of a fight or I'm going to be really, really concerned about what's going on. And now you can go into game two and you're like, put your foot on their throat and end this series.
On the YouTube, DMavs 4131 says KNC is turning into the hockey show of record. LOL.
Oh, I love it.
And then there was a little conversation about that, but they said, you know, I don't know much about hockey, but I'm learning on this. And that's kind of, as we've been going along through this too, we've been telling people, learn before the playoffs start.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll be like all into it. And while the playoffs are going, you know, we can keep talking about this because it's an absolute blast. I know these are late nights, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.